You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today I wanted to do an update. I did a show, I believe it was on either the 17th of May or the 18th, about the shootings in Waco, Texas, where 9 bikers were killed, as well as more than a dozen injured in a parking lot in front of a shopping mall and a restaurant where a number of the biking clubs were meeting. And they have been meeting there in the past. And I gave you some of the background, but I wanted to pursue, and I'll give you a little bit of that up front, but I want to pursue what's happening. Because at the time, there were about 177 people were arrested. Since then, a little over 34 have been released, some on bond, some have been just released. So you still have 143 people sitting in jail. Now, I'm convinced that probably, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 of them maybe should be in jail. But here's the problem. There's probably 100, maybe more, that shouldn't be. Because when there have been some investigative journalism going on by the Associated Press, and what they found that at least in Texas, 115 of the people that were arrested have no criminal record at all. At all. You see, and under federal law, as well as Texas law, you cannot just arrest someone because he happens to be standing in a parking lot. You need to have probable cause that he's committing a crime or is about to commit a crime. And that's the problem. Because you're going to have innocent people, whether they're bikers or not, sitting in jail for doing absolutely nothing that's illegal. That bothers me a lot. I'm usually big supporters of the police, but you have to process the people that you arrest and make a clear distinction between the bad guys and the good guys. Now, let me give you the background, and you'll see what I mean. In Texas, their estimates, there are about 300,000 people that actually participate in motorcycle clubs because they enjoy biking, and they enjoy meeting with people that share their interest in riding. And the overwhelming majority of people that ride bikes in Texas are law-abiding. Some are members of clubs, some aren't. You shouldn't stereotype people by the fact that they're riding a bike, or even if they're riding a bike, they have a jacket with a club name on it. That is not a crime in Texas or any other state. So we have a question that needs to be raised. What is going on in Waco? Because they obviously massively arrested a lot of people. And if you've seen the videos, and I reviewed them again today, most of the bikers were cooperating with the police. Surprisingly cooperative if they were really organized crime. Now here's what you need to understand. The Bandidos has been it's a gang based out of San Antonio, and they claim Texas as their territory. They've been around for, like I said, many decades. I think since the 60s, I believe. And the way it works is, if you're a member of another club that's not the Bandidos, you pay what they call rent. Yeah, you might think it's extortion. But if you're wearing patches, what they call rockers, it's a patch with another gang, your gang name on. Usually the way, if you ever see these jackets, at the very top is the name of the gang. And below that is their icon. And below that is where they're from, like Dallas, San Antonio. The Bandidos claim Texas is their territory. Now, I'm mentioning that name because it's important. The Bandidos, as well as about 300 other gangs, are engaged in criminal activity. Does that mean everyone that's a member of that club is engaged in criminal activity? No, it does not. Because they have local chapters, and it really depends on which chapter and which club you belong to. However, many of the gangs do engage in selling drugs as well as prostitution, and they do have some businesses such as strip clubs. So there is that aspect to it. And the Department of Justice, the FBI, consider these, you know, organized gangs. They're in the business of making money through selling of the drugs. Now, there's a rival gang involved called the Cossacks. Again, they're based in Texas, and up to recently, they obviously wear the rocker at the top saying Cossacks, if you've seen the photos, and I'll add some photos. And before I forget, if you're a new listener to the show, the way you listen to the Pronk Pop Show is to go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. And under my picture, you'll have links to the most recent 60 to 80 shows. This show will probably be posted later this evening when I have time to do the post-production. And I've caught up. I spent Saturday catching up because now the school is open for business in the evenings as well. So in the evenings, when I usually do the post-production, I'll start doing that. So you can go listen to the shows there. But the reason I point this out, I will provide you a lot of additional information, including videos, articles, pictures, and I'll add some pictures. Now, the original story on this, or my show on this, and let me see if they've, usually when I do a post, they'll tell when it was. Yes, the show was 466, and it was on the 18th of May, and if you go to the very bottom of the page, it'll have a link. So if you want to listen to that show in conjunction with this, you're welcome to do it. Now, I'm trying to make a couple of points, and I wanted to give you this background. Cossacks, which is a motorcycle gang, it's a club, but it is a gang, are rivals of the Bandidos, and they're very much into respect. They don't like to be disrespected, and if you disrespect them, you're probably going to get into a fight. Now, what the Cossacks did was they put a rocker or patch at the very bottom. They used to have local patches. Now they have Texas, and that is very, very much disrespectful to the Bandidos, who claim Texas is their territory. And the Bandidos have a rocker at the bottom called Texas. So that's the back of the jacket with the icon, with the top being the name of the gang, a patch or a rocker. The middle is the icon or logo of the gang, and the bottom is the rocker or patch for the city or territory that they claim. On the front, what you'll see, and you won't see it, you'll see MC, which is Motorcycle Club. But here is something that you got to watch out for, and it's rather critical. Some are what are called one percenters. And they'll have a patch saying 1%. Those are the bad guys. And they're proud of being bad guys. And that's an important point. So if I were a policeman and was approaching, let's say, a traffic stop, I should be aware of what I just told you. And the police do know who the bad guys are and which gangs are involved in criminal activity by the rocker that they have on the top. But let's say I stop, let's say, a Bandido. And he gets out of the car, you look at him. If he has a 1% patch, you better watch out, because they probably are involved in organized crime. And they're proud of it. They're the 1%ers. Does that mean all the other people that don't wear the patch in the gang are not 1%ers? No, it does not mean that. But I'm trying to make a point here. Just because you ride a motorcycle doesn't make you guilty of any crime. Just because you belong to a motorcycle club doesn't make you guilty of any crime. Just because you are a member and are wearing a jacket that has a gang or a motorcycle club's name at the top doesn't make you part of a criminal gang. There's nothing illegal about doing any of that. And I'll even go further. In Texas, many people have concealed carry permits. Now, that requires a rather extensive background check. Ask anyone that has it. The gentleman's no longer here. He's retired, but he showed me one day his concealed carry. Now, he was prior military. Not worried about him, but he just showed me what it looked like. So there are a lot of people, professionals, lawyers, doctors, businessmen, some talk show hosts, that enjoy riding motorcycles. I at one time considered doing that until I talked to several people that I knew that did it and said they made very clear they've usually have at least one or more times had accidents where they fell and got injured. And at the time, I was really not in a position to carry heavy-duty medical coverage, so I bowed out, although I was thinking about it, because it was a nice way to get around. And this was in grad school, because I didn't have a car, and I was in Berkeley, California, and a motorcycle would have been handy. But I bowed out of that and continued to walk, and when I went out on dates, hopefully the woman had a car, because I didn't have a car. It didn't really impact me that much, but I considered it. Now, like I said, there are a lot of people that are law-abiding that enjoy driving motorcycles, and I can understand that. You got to be really alert when you're doing it. You got to really drive defensively, because if a driver doesn't see you, it's very easy for someone in a car to unfortunately change lanes and you get sideswapped. And I think I told the story on that 18th. I'll say it again. One day I remember driving to Richland College, and a gentleman pulled out in front of me, and it looked like a brand new motorcycle. And he started to show off by doing wheelies. Unfortunately for him, there was some gravel in the road, and yes, he fell. Fortunately for me, I gave him a lot of room. And once he started to do the wheelies, I even gave him more room because he fell. And he was very mad that he fell, because that was a brand new, beautiful motorcycle that hit the pavement. I don't think he was injured because he got up rather quickly. But that's what happens. Now, you also have people that are members of clubs that have nothing to do with gangs. It's a social activity, and you need to understand that. What I'm trying to say is don't stereotype, and don't assume because someone is driving a motorcycle or even has a jacket on them that they're engaged in criminal activity. In other words, that's not grounds for arresting somebody, and that's rather crucial. And even having a weapon is not necessarily grounds for arresting someone, because they could have a concealed carry permit, and soon in Texas, I'm not sure exactly when the law goes in effect, we're going to have open carry. People can have weapons. They can wear a jacket that may or may not be one of these gangs that engage in criminal activity. And even if they're members, doesn't mean they are. I'm leading up to a point. The police had their hands filled, really, on March 17th when this happened, because this was a very public place. If you've seen pictures of it, photos of it, it's like a strip mall with several, or small shopping mall with several businesses in it, including two restaurants. And it has a huge parking lot, and it's just off a highway, a major highway in Waco. So there are a lot of innocent people in that parking lot. Some of them have nothing to do with the gangs. They're in civilian clothes. Remember, as I recall, this was a Sunday. I could be off on that. I believe it was a Sunday. So people are going out shopping or going to the restaurant to eat lunch or dinner, whatever. It's a very public place. Now, the gangs were having a meeting that they periodically have, and the police were totally aware of it. It wasn't a secret. They have, and there's a name for it, and I'm trying to think what it is. Anyway, they have regular meetings where they discuss, you know, how to drive safely, the laws, and they have these meetings, you know, periodically, a couple of times every year, and they meet in a place where they can consume not only food but adult beverages, and they've had several of these in Waco with no problems. Where do I think we have a problem here? It's abundantly clear that the police arrested anyone that was wearing, or almost anyone that was wearing, a jacket, no matter what gang you were with, and there were several gangs there because it was a scheduled meeting. And that's the point I'm trying to make. It's not like the police were, ooh, so smart about this. No, it was on a website, and several different gangs were going to be there. Now, the Cossacks weren't invited, but they got killed. We have some conflicting reports. The AP has done some journalism, investigative journalism, and they found some facts that are not consistent with what the police were saying or appear inconsistent. I don't know. Initially, the report was that all this started in a men's room in the restaurant, and words were exchanged, led to fists being thrown. They went outside, and it was outside that the shooting started. And remember, 9 people were killed. Bikers were killed. Some were shot by other gangs, but apparently, and we don't know the details yet, several of the gang members were shot by the police. Now here's the problem. The videos don't show that first part. You have a lot of people in the restaurant eating their food, including people with belonging to the clubs. When there was a ruckus outside, some of the people went to the windows of the restaurant to see what was happening. Quickly after that, gunshots were fired and people outside on the patio fled into the restaurant. Many hid under tables, went to the restrooms or the kitchen to get away from the gunfire. And remember, not only the gangs were shooting, so was the police. It's a dangerous situation. You don't want to be there. Subsequently, the police entered the restaurant and arrested the bikers that were in the restaurant. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to have individual probable cause that a crime has been committed. The person has committed a crime. If you don't have that, you shouldn't make the arrest because it's going to get kicked out. I'm going to do a little speculation and suspicion here. I'm beginning to get the impression that this was a setup. And the police are very proud of the fact that they had 20 people on site. They were prepared. Initially, my reaction, that was good. If you suspect trouble, have police there, and that could prevent it. Maybe. But apparently, hundreds of rounds, if not thousands of rounds, were fired in that parking lot, many of them by the police. And that's where I start to have a problem. Remember, there are a lot of innocent people in that area, and a lot of shots miss. They miss the intended target and hit other people. We don't know yet because no information. Let me say this. The first couple of days, the police were very forthcoming in information. They were trying to get their side of the story out. Fine, I have no problem with that. But now I'm beginning to have a problem. Because why? I firmly believe you have some people there that are involved in organized crime. I don't believe the 143 that they still have in jail, all of them, or even a majority of them, are criminals. Because the AP found that 115 don't have criminal records in Texas. Don't have any criminal record in Texas. Also, that some that do have a record, it's misdemeanors, like traffic violations. And apparently the gang members, especially the ones that are part of the Bandidos or Cossacks, are not cooperating. They're keeping their mouth shut. Now, why is that important? Talk to any attorney, and the first thing he'll say is don't say a thing. I've told people, friends of mine, the same thing. Now, it doesn't mean you're rude or obnoxious, and you can't smile and present your driver's license if they're asked for it, or your insurance if they ask for it. But they're not entitled to ask you dozens of questions, and that's what many police officers do. I have some personal experience with this. They play 20 questions. And you try to be polite, but at some point you either shut up, and if you're arrested, you shut up at that point. You don't say a word beyond that until you have legal representation, if you're smart. Criminals are not known to be smart, and some of them will keep on talking. Now, some people say, well, why would you know, if you're a law-abiding, shouldn't you cooperate with the police? Yeah, I go along with that, but there's a problem. The FBI can ask you a lot of questions, and you can say, I'm sorry, I'd like to cooperate. Officers, but I'm not. And if they say why, I'll tell them. You see, the FBI can lie to you. No problem if they lie to you. And some of them do. But here's the catch. If you lie to them, they can press charges for that. And you can go to jail for it. And people have. So that's why attorneys will tell you to shut up. Don't cooperate or don't answer their questions. And apparently, these bikers know the drill. That still leaves probably 100 or more people that really should not be in jail, should not have been arrested, and the arrest was just step one. There was another mistake that, again, looks real suspicious. Everyone was charged with the same crime, supposedly engaging in organized crime, and the judges in this county, Justice of Peace, set bail at $1 million. Now, I would say that's appropriate if you have probable cause that someone shot someone else. But you have to have probable cause. Not because someone was riding a bike, not because he has a jacket that has patches on it that says he's a member of a gang. Did you see that person commit a crime? Most of the people that were arrested, and you can see the pictures, were cooperating with the police. Now, what the police did is search every one of those people, and that's routine procedure. If they're going to arrest you, they're going to pat you down, take your property, and obviously, if you have a gun or a rifle or a knife, that would consider a weapon. Initially, we had hundreds of weapons. It was reduced, I believe, to 315 or 17. However, some of those are pocket knives. Some of those are just small chains. So what's the problem here? Usually, if you're arrested for a serious crime, in Texas, they have 90 days from time of arrest to take you to court for what's called a probable cause hearing or to indict you. To my knowledge, for those that are still there, that hasn't happened and won't happen until the first week of August. Now, I want to put you in the place of one or more of those 100 people sitting in jail. Most people, including people that ride motorcycles, have jobs. They have jobs because they have to pay bills. They have a family. They have children. They have a mortgage. Does that mean everyone that was arrested falls in that category? No. Like I said, I'm confident there are some real bad dudes arrested for good cause. Not only probable, good cause. But just because you were in the parking lot or in the restaurant eating and were wearing a biker jacket, that's not probable cause to arrest you. The Waco Police Department is, together with the district attorney, are taking too much time to sort this out. Too much time. And they know they have a problem. If they didn't, they know it now. Because one of the people arrested has already filed a complaint, a lawsuit, alleging violation of his civil rights, that he was wrongfully arrested and detained, has no criminal record. He's a graduate of Baylor, in the past has volunteered for the fire department, has his own business with employees depending on him, and initially they set his bail at $1 million, and he obviously, when you set bail, let's say the bail is for $1 million, you have people that will, bondsmen, that will, for $100,000, they'll put up the money. They don't have the money, and that's the problem. This bail was excessive. You don't do what people call a dragnet, round up the usual suspects, hit them with excessive bail to send a message. That is unlawful. That's abuse of power, and those judges and attorneys should know better. I'm beginning to believe this was very much a setup. Who started it? I don't know. It might very well have started, and I think it did, with an exchange of words, some punches being thrown, and then weapons drawn, and some of the gang members were killed. But once that happened, apparently the police pulled their weapons and began to fire in this open parking lot at anyone on a motorcycle or had a motorcycle jacket. Now, the officers involved in this shootout are on leave, but they have not released the details, for example, of the autopsy, how many of those 9 that were killed were shot by the police. How many? And how many police officers were firing their weapons? You see, there's a lot of details that they could release. They were releasing a lot of information early. Now they've shut up. And I know why. The district attorney has told them to shut up. But the people of Texas, at least this Texan, is saying, if you have evidence, in other words, probable cause, then do what you think is right. But if you don't have the evidence, in other words, this is bogus, folks. And they know, the police department knows, and you better believe that the district attorney knows that a lot of these arrests are wrongful arrests. They better get their act together real quick. Why? What do you think is going to happen? We've only had one lawsuit filed so far. You're going to have many, many more. Because the judges and the police and the district attorney are taking their sweet time in processing and sorting them out. And what this is going to lead to is a bunch of civil suits against the city of Waco for a lot of money. Damages to reputation, damages to livelihoods, and who's going to have to pay when they win their case? The taxpayers of Waco, Texas. And the county Waco is in. Those are the losers here. I also will point out that the taxpayers are paying for all those people in jail. Now, some should be in jail. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I support the police, and when they're in the right, I really support them. And I can understand, at least for that initial day or even week, they had and should have sorted out this mess. They didn't do it for whatever reason. And now, if they don't get their act together, there's a lot of attorneys that'll work for them, these defendants. And these defendants can go into court and say, "Judge, I have no record of any criminal activity. I've never been arrested for drugs, alcohol." Some will probably even say, "I've never had a speeding ticket. I have a job. I've been in the community for years. I went to have lunch with my buddies in Waco, and we've had these lunches in the past. Nothing has happened." That was not highlighted, by the way. And suddenly the police barged in and arrested me. And remember, there are video cameras in that restaurant, as well as other video cameras from other businesses. And obviously some of those businesses had video cameras covering the parking lot. I go to Kroger's as well as Walmart, and they all have cameras, both inside and outside. And that's all evidence. So there's some explaining to be done by the officials involved with this, including the police, the district attorney, as well as the judges. At some point, and I think sooner rather than later, either the state of Texas or the Department of Justice is going to have to get involved. Because of the 143 people still there, you take a guess. I don't know, but take a guess. Are half of them totally innocent? 80%? I don't know. But I believe it's more than one, and I believe it could be as high as 100 or more. So you might have 30 people that have criminal records and are members of either the Bandidos or the Cossack. And that criminal record indicates previous activity, either selling drugs, buying drugs, running prostitutes. Those are the ones you probably need to keep. But I don't like any police, together with the district attorney and the judges, to be sending messages to the public. And it was a loud message. I about fell off my seat. I still remember it. They arrested over 170. I believe the exact count was 177 people. And all 177, the bail was set at $1 million. I said, "That's not right. There's something wrong there. There's something wrong." But I said, "They'll probably straighten it out in a couple of days or a week." And the district attorney is a little bit concerned. There's a YouTube video, and he makes clear, "Well, if you think you're sitting in jail and you're not involved in this, well, please have your lawyer contact me." Many of these people, however, simply don't have the money for an attorney, and that's something you need to understand. They're indigent. And that means they get an appointed attorney. And they don't have enough of them in Waco. They have to go to surrounding companies. So Waco, the city of Waco and the citizens of Waco should be starting to ask their mayor and city council some pointed questions. I don't think if I were in Waco, I want my tax dollars to be going to settle civil suits. Because we have some eager beaver cops, and maybe even some rotten cops, that were firing their weapons, and while they might have killed some guilty people, also killed some innocent people. Remember, it's not a crime to ride a motorcycle. It's not a crime to join a motorcycle club. It's not a crime to wear a jacket with patches on it. It is a crime to sell drugs. It is a crime to run an illegal business, such as prostitution. And obviously, if you pull out a weapon and try to kill someone, that's a crime. Understood. But I'm getting the distinct impression that the cops came for action, a shootout at the Twin Peaks restaurant. You notice we haven't seen many reports on the news or any police officers, information officers, making long statements to the press like they did the early days. I smell something, and I think it stinks. And the people of Texas, while they usually support their police, they know, like in any organization, you're always going to have some rotten apples. Bad guys. Bad cops. I don't know if they have bad cops there. What I do know that there are many people sitting in jail today that should not be in jail, and their bond should never have been set at $1 million. 10,000 maybe, 25,000 tops, but $1 million? And you see, you got to understand something. A lot of these lot, most of these justices of the peace, not all of them, are not attorneys. I don't know the background of this justice of the peace. And I need to be fair, some of that $1 million bail level has been lowered. But even if it's lowered to $100,000, that means they have to come up with $10,000. In other words, the bond company will put up the $100,000, but they have to come up themselves or their family with $10,000. A lot of families can't come up with $10,000. That's why you don't send messages by setting bail at excessive amounts. Now, everyone makes mistakes. I understand that. I make mistakes. People are human. Humans make mistakes. No one can be perfect, especially in a very stressful situation where people are firing at each other. But that was in May, several weeks ago. It is time to do the right thing. And the right thing is the district attorney, together with the judges involved and the police, need to start making some decisions as to who do they cut loose, in other words, release, who they set bond at a reasonable amount. I'm just suggesting $10,000, which means they have to come up with $1,000. They need a probable cause hearing. The sooner the better, not late August. Now, obviously, for the people that have an extensive rap sheet or a list of prior criminal activity, felonies, misdemeanors involving drugs, for example, or other crimes, keep them in jail. But even for them, to be fair, why, some were obviously involved in the shootout. Some of them, again, even with prior crimes, doesn't mean they were involved in this. And we have video evidence that will corroborate that. Take an example of a bandito having lunch with several of his other members, drinking some beer, and this breaks out in the parking lot, and then the cops come in and arrest him. Is a crime to eat food in a restaurant? I don't think so. Even if you're a prior felon, you can eat in a restaurant, especially if the owner welcomes the clubs, and he did, because they had prior meetings, and that's business. Now, the police might not like the gangs having lunch in a local restaurant. I could understand that, but frankly, it's none of the police's business. This is still the United States of America, folks. You still have a Bill of Rights, but you're not going to have a Bill of Rights unless people stand up and insist on accountability from their public officials. That's what I'm talking about. You need due process. You also need a little common sense. And I'm not seeing much common sense here. I'm seeing a persistence that we were right, and by God, they'll stay here as long as we want them to stay. Well, that attitude might impress the people you're with, but it's not going to impress the taxpayers of Waco, Texas. Anyone can fire a lawsuit. That doesn't mean they're going to win it. But when there's evidence such as videos, if I were the police, I'd watch out. And they better not disappear either. So I think the police, together with the district attorney and these judges, better get their act together quickly and either release these people on their own cognizance or just cut them loose. In other words, withdraw the charges as well as set the bail at a reasonable amount, whatever is reasonable. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a judge. But I'll tell you something. $1 million is not reasonable. Even $100,000 is excessive. So you've seen the first of what I think will be a trend of several more and maybe dozens of lawsuits. They'll be going after Waco as well as the county, and also probably some individuals that were involved with this. I'm very much for the rule of law as well as law and order. But when public officials are bending, if not out and out violating that law, and taking actions that are entirely inappropriate, if not illegal, it is time for someone in authority above them to stop it. And I think what's going to happen is the taxpayers, as well as the mayor and the city, better stop this. Release the innocent people. As a minimum, set a very low bond for bail. With that, I thank you for listening, and now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.